Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
The Scandoval just will not end. Every time we think it's over, a new headline comes out, and now we have a lawsuit from Raquel Leviss. So to back up just a little bit, if for some reason you've just been living under a rock and you're like, Abby, what's the Scandoval? Let me tell you. So Tom Sandoval was dating this woman named Ariana Maddox on Vanderpump Rules. They were together for like 10 years. They lived together. I mean, it was practically a marriage. Everyone thought they were the most stable couple on the Vanderpump Rules cast.
And bought a house together.
They bought a house together.
Which has made things very complicated.
Oh, yes. I really feel for her. But she's living her best life right now. Ariana, she's on Broadway or something, dancing in Chicago. Anyway, so Raquel, who I guess now goes by Rachel, she's trying to rebrand herself, was friends with Ariana from the show. I don't think they were like best friends, but they were close. And all of a sudden, Tom and Raquel start sleeping together, and thus the Scandoval was born. So now Raquel is accusing Tom Sandoval and Ariana Maddox of a bunch of different things. Some of them are eavesdropping, revenge porn, invasion of privacy, and, quote, intentional infliction of emotional distress. Basically, this lawsuit is trying to reap some cash for all the suffering that she's had. She says that Ariana distributed, without her knowledge or consent, videos of her in an intimate setting with Tom Sandoval, and saying that she also alerted the Vanderpump production crew so that they could put the info out there that there were some videos of her.
Here's what I don't get about this whole entire thing, and let's look at this retroactively, because it's been going on for what, months now? How can this couple think that they were going to get away with cheating when they were on a reality TV show and you have cameras around you all the time?
I mean, you would be surprised, like the ignorance isn't the right word, but
arrogance.
Yeah, arrogance. To think that you are above getting caught, or maybe even deep down not really even caring if you get caught, because basically what we've learned about their relationship after this is all ended is that they weren't super happy.
Yeah, I think sometimes, and maybe in this instance, Tom was like felt justified because of the relationship he had with Ariana, and that he basically pushed her into the arms of Raquel or whatever, and that if people saw that, they would actually have empathy for him because Ariana was a crappy girlfriend, which is why I sought solace in the arms of Raquel, blah, blah, blah. People create their own narratives and have their own truth. So it's so crazy how you can look at the same exact situation and see it two completely different ways. And I think that's how Tom and Ariana looked at it. And Tom thought he would come out smelling like roses, but it was quite the opposite.
Sometimes roses smell like poo-poo. Heard that in a song.
Thank you, Andre 3000.
I also think there's something to what Abby is saying about people that cheat, that some part of them deep down actually wants to get caught.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I've definitely seen people put themselves in situations where it's like you a part of you wanted to get caught. That was your way out, if nothing else.
You know, I've brought up this term a couple of times this week, emotionally chaotic, you know? So when you're an emotionally chaotic person, you put yourself in situations with people that are equally emotionally chaotic to create situations like this, because this is your comfort zone. Mm. And as my therapist has told me before, they both might have come from like families where chaos reigned in the house. This is what they knew. So as you get older, you have that same attitude until you either grow out of it or spend a lot of money on therapy.
Well, I also had this theory, having done, you know, over 100 episodes about breakups. I always have this theory that sometimes men, if they don't have the emotional capacity to just end the relationship, they will find some way to blow it up in the attempt of thinking, well, I can't be the bad guy if I do this. Or, you know, if I'm going to look like the bad guy if I come out and break up with her. But then you just end up making yourself look worse by doing something even crazier.
Yes. Cheating is not going to make you look better. It's never going to work that way.
Even if you feel like it's justified. Mm.
Something that's also interesting is that they're going after the production company too, basically saying that they created her to be the most hated woman in America. I don't think she's going to get anything out of this, because in a lot of those reality shows, they make you sign these very, very long legal documents. And I had a friend that had gotten cast for The Bachelorette a couple of years back. And there's literally a section where you sign on to say you can edit me in any way. You can publicly humiliate me in any way. So really, there's nothing she can get from this.
You're signing on. You're not reading the fine print. You're not even doing that when you go on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, right? You want so desperately to be a celebrity, you'll sign anything. You have no idea what you're signing.
And at the end of the day, you have to take accountability. Like, you cheated with your friend's boyfriend. Like, that happened, and you have to own up to that, and you have to take some responsibility for
that. Yeah, and they can't use the excuse, well, they edited it to make me look bad.
No,
they didn't edit you.
That wasn't AI, Raquel. This lawsuit wouldn't exist if it was AI. All right, for more stories, head to The Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Hey, The Burt Show.